Time now for the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart, Iowa's Best Country, Kicks 101.1, joined by the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Brandon?
Doing great. Of course, a couple weeks ago, a big win at home for Iowa State as they took down Texas Tech. That same Saturday, Oklahoma took down Texas, which I would have to say, I don't know about you and your opinion. I didn't ask you this week, but last week, but do you think that kind of helped Iowa State's case that, you know, they put together a pretty solid resume so far?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately it probably will, because now both Texas and Oklahoma have two losses. But if the goal is to get into that Big 12 championship game in Dallas, I think that certainly strengthens Iowa State's chances. But nothing's going to strengthen it more than finding a way to go down and win in Stillwater this weekend. If Iowa State can continue to kind of take care of its own business and keep tunnel vision on what they're doing, they'll put themselves in a great position. But I know Matt Campbell right now is really trying to avoid thinking, the guys thinking big picture of that stuff.
Kickoff at Stillwater at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. Pregame show starts up at 12:30 here on Kicks 101.1 there at Boone Pickens Stadium. And, of course, Oklahoma State is ranked 6th. Iowa State is 17th, so a top 25 battle here in this one. Oklahoma State, you know, they're 3-0, but they've played Kansas, West Virginia, Tulsa. One could make a case that it hasn't been the strongest schedule so far, but their defense is what stands out. They're only allowing about 9 points per game so far.
Yeah, their defense has been good, and they've got a lot of veteran guys back on that side, on both sides of the ball, really. This is a matchup between two of the more experienced teams in the Big 12 Conference. And so even coming into the season, I felt like these were going to be two teams that were going to be in the race to the end, just because they had so many valuable returning starters in their lineups. And so I think you're going to have a really, really good football game on Saturday. I mean, this should be well played. But, yeah, their defense has been playing really, really well. They've got big playmakers on both sides of the ball, and you have to avoid mistakes against them offensively. You know, last year Iowa State turned it over 3 times in the fourth quarter, and that was the difference in Oklahoma State winning in Ames. It's Iowa State's only loss in October in the last 3 years.
Talking with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, it's been 14 days it'd be about 2 weeks for Iowa State, and we talked about it last week, 21 days or so for Oklahoma State between games. You mentioned last week maybe a little bit rusty. Do you think that could be the deciding factor in a game like this, is who is, you know, going to come out and punch the other one in the mouth first?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll decide the game, but it'll certainly impact it. You know, and I think the thing you're looking for, especially as an offense, is rhythm. And, you know, getting in a good flow for the game and a good rhythm where you're getting up to the line of scrimmage and it just feels right and things are working. And sometimes that takes a little while to establish in a game. And I think for both these teams, it could be a struggle to get in that offensive rhythm. We might see a few 3-and-outs early. You know, I think the team that can find that offensive rhythm first will probably get out to a lead in this game, and then it's a matter of can you keep the lead. But I think that will be a challenge for both teams in this game, and especially for Oklahoma State, because their quarterback, who's been injured, has only played, you know, he played the first series against Tulsa, and then he hasn't played since. But he's 100% now, and he's expected to start this game. But he's only thrown 2 passes all season, so yeah. It might take a little while for him to get in sync with their offense for Spencer Sanders. And so that's another thing to keep an eye on Saturday.
Top 25 matchup Saturday, kickoff at 2:30. You can hear the game right here on Kicks 101.1. John, thanks for the time and have a great call Saturday.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.